Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Times, and the readings are from Cycle A.
This week, I have visiting a Dominican from Rome, from our headquarters in Rome, and he's here promoting technology, promoting Dominicans. His job is to promote Dominicans to engage in technology. First of all, he was supposed to be with me at this Mass, but he's like, I'm so stressed with all my conferences and all these things. I got to send out emails. I got to do this. So he's like, I already been to Mass. So he got engaged in technology. So I said, well, go to Tresidor, get your work done, and we'll meet you after Mass. So I'll have to introduce you after Mass, but he has made time to come and meet with us, and people want to talk about technology and what's going on. So I look forward to introducing him to you. But his job, think of his job, how hard it is to be a promoter of technology for Dominicans, an order dedicated to study, a bunch of philosophers and theologians. It actually reminds me, have you ever seen this advertisement for tech support when the book first came out? So they show these monks. You can see it on YouTube. Go look it up. But, you know, this monk has a book, and he's sitting in his cell. This book, and he's kind of looking at it, and he's just sitting there. And then someone knocks on his cell door, and it's another monk. He's like, I'm here for tech support. And he shows it. What's the problem? He's like, well, it's this thing. I don't know how to open, unroll the scroll. I don't know how to read it. He said, oh, well, you open it. How do you open it? And he's like, well, you like this. You open it like that. Oh, okay. And there's the text. Oh, okay, there's the text. So I read it. And then what do? You turn the page. Turn the page, what is that? And he shows him, turn the page like this. Wait, what did you do? What did you turn? We know what that feels like, right? You turn the page like this. Wait, what did you do? What are you doing there? Look, you take the page and you turn it. Wait, take the page. I need to write this down. Take the page and turn it. Okay, I think I can do it. Open the book, turn the page. Okay, I can do it. Open the book. Wait, I can't open the book. How do I do this? I give up. Despite that, Father Eric, the promoter for media, has organized our Dominican order and network with people throughout the world. They created a network called OPTIC, the Order of Preachers for Technology, Information, and Communication, to address twofold prong, to study. He said, really what we want to do as Dominicans is engage in technology and answer questions. He's gotten people together, people from Google and LinkedIn, and some people that want to discuss what's happening with technology. And kind of put in a closed room area, so you know there's not media press on this. The questions, it doesn't matter who's asking the questions. These are just the questions being asked, and let's address it. And then on another side is to practically engage in technology, those who are creating technology, and see if we can help develop it. And so I'll read the mission statement for this group called OPTIC. Bringing the order into conversation, the Dominican order in conversation with those who create and implement new technologies. Realizing that technology can be highly beneficial, improving living conditions and enhancing human life in many ways. And yet, there are risks. The goal of this initiative, OPTIC, is to place the common good at the center of all decisions. So it sounds great. And probably, you know, you as Catholics, like, oh, okay, yeah, the common good. We should work for the common good. But upon reflection, what is the common good? There was a French philosopher named Jacques Maritain. He wrote the UN Declaration of Human Rights in 1948, just after World War II. He said, we need to really advance human development, and it really has to do with the common good. But he spoke in America. He spoke at universities, and he said, in 10 years, the society is not going to understand what I mean by common good, what we mean by the common good. So what do we mean? I'm going to try to give a first crack at defining it, but it's a very subtle and complex thing. It's a task of philosophy to understand what the common good is. But first of all, it's about human flourishing. What it takes to be a human and develop the fullness of the well-being of each person. And that people flourish in society. But here's the hard part, especially for Americans. We tend to be more individualistic. And so each person kind of argues for what they think is good. Should we have healthcare? It depends on a vote. No, that's wrong. It doesn't depend on a vote for the common good. Jacques Maritain said, even to show one person could be alive and they can show what the common good is. They could show what society should look like. Even one person. And that's where we need to understand the difference. One person. But one person could never discover what is good alone. We need others. But just to think about it, if one person was in relationship with God, who God, even as a community himself, God, the persons of the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, this community of God, one person could discover the common good. But to discover that faith, the fullness of who God is and who the human person is, we cannot do that alone. Just by human experience, from my own experience, seeing experience of people in this community, you cannot discover that unless someone gives it to you. Even St. Paul says, you cannot receive the faith unless someone has preached to you and someone has shared with you. We need others. We need parents. We need classmates. We need others in our community. Without that, we'll not discover the common good. And the common good, the community, to help us flourish. So that's the first attempt at the common good. So the question then, can technology help or hinder human beings to flourish? That's the question. Question each of us should address. We're faced with so much technology, whether it be in your work, your school, even your relationships, your family. Obviously, our Dominican Order is addressing it on a higher level. But even today, while we're at Mass, I want to invite you to come talk on a little deeper level after Mass. But even right now at Mass, let's take that reflection. How does technology influence you? Do you allow technology to influence you, or do you use technology? It's a good reflection. My supervisor, when I worked here in Silicon Valley, right after graduating engineer, my supervisor said, you need to master the technology. Don't let it get you down and pull you down. The technology should make your life better and easier, make our workplace come together. The technology is to help us. And so, you know, if you're struggling with something, I'll send you to training that you can master the technology. And it's interesting. I think a lot of us, even myself, we kind of flip everything around. That's what it is. It's almost, if you compare technology to science, we should understand what's happening. We shouldn't try to control science. You don't control the world. You don't control God, the highest science. You don't control it. You just stand in awe and wonder at creation, at the Creator. Technology, we should master it. So it helps us. It helps creation. It helps us. We get it in the flipped. So how can we use technology to control it? Technology can hinder us. You walk around on campus, you walk on the streets, public transport, you see everyone just looking down at their phones. They're missing so much connection, people around them. Now, of course, it keeps people entertained as they're commuting, keeps people entertained as they're walking to class, I suppose. Or is it too much information? Is it like Jesus says, likens it to the word being sown among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it? I'd like to give you a few moments to think of how technology is in your life. Just to invite you for 20 seconds, close your eyes. Close your eyes and think about how you use technology this week. Looking all the way from the children, if you're watching TV, watching things on the internet, sending email, referring to anything in technology. What will you do this week? How are you using it? Is there anything that's a thorn for you that might choke off your connections? Thinking anything that might distract you? I invite you to ask in your heart, ask God to help you avoid those thorns. Coming back here on campus, let me give you an example what it looks like to master technology. One student here in our Catholic community, she's in MS&E, Master's of Science in Engineering. Definitely tech savvy. But she had this God encounter that moved her so deeply. She said when she's walking across campus, if she sees someone that needs help, she will stop. She's walking on campus and even staying connected with people. If God, she feels God inspiring her to talk to someone, she makes that time. That's what it looks like to be free, to using technology for helping connect. Connect with others and connect with God. And we can, there is technology to connect with God. We probably shared over the year different prayer apps. My favorite is Pray As You Go. It's a Jesuit app, but it's really good. Shares daily reflections and questions on there. But even when you're listening to an app, so helping you pray, I've noticed, even I was listening to one on this Sunday today to prepare for this. And I was listening to it, I think I was even commuting, so I was kind of paying attention, and I kind of heard the reflections, but it really didn't move me. I said, wait, I think that was actually a profound reflection, but it just kind of went in one ear and out the other. I said, I'm going to rewind that, rewind a little bit and listen again. But what I did was make a little time. I make 30 seconds, maybe 1 minute before I pray, before I reflect, to prepare myself to receive on this app, to receive even in prayer. I need time to focus myself and prepare to receive. It might be, as Jesus says, that richer soil, ready to receive that rain that wants to come down. I'd like to share a reflection to see what that feels like. Take 1 minute before we go on with this Mass to prepare all of us to receive. The grace of God is here. The grace of God comes down on this altar. Jesus comes here. Let's all close our eyes again and to prepare to go deeper. Just invite us to center ourselves. Let's begin just by relaxing and breathing. Breathe very gently and slowly. When you breathe in through your nose, when you breathe out very slowly, let yourself relax. From this place of being centered, we are more prepared to receive. Preparing to receive, we can turn to God who is already present, but invite God to become more fully aware, more fully in our presence. God wants to rain down his grace. God rains down the word. God rains down Jesus to come on this altar. Let us prepare to receive that grace, that it may sink into our hearts. And the rest of this Mass, I heard on that prayer app, Pray As You Go, that our response should be like the warm ground when the rain falls and the mist evaporates back off the ground. Let our response, our prayers, be an evaporation of the grace coming in our lives, lifting up to God.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.